بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إخوان في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Praise the Almighty Allah, and we pray for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We start this morning a very, very important book. Tilina. April, almost. April or May? Or the 30th, eh? The 30th of April, 2023. Not so. Tayyib, alhamdulillah. We start with Kitab At-Tawheed. Alladhi huwa haqqullahi ala al-abid. كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد. So this na the book where we discuss with. This na an introduction to waiting one can do. This book na a book written by the Imam, the Mujaddid, the Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab naina the author of this book. But before we go to the writer of the book and the book itself, it's very important for me to look at the subject where this book they deal with. We all know say the importance of any subject, it depends to waiting the subject they deal with. Not so? Okay. That subject we then call biology. Important or not important? Important, not so? Because at the study of life. And see? Not so they say? They say biology is the study of life. So that makes that subject the important because they study about life. What about agriculture? Important because it is study about the plants and the animals. They know so. In agriculture, it is study about the plants, you study about the animals. Alhamdulillah, geography, study about the dunya. Not so. So that subject, they are all they're important. But one particular subject, they will it be say, without them, you no go ever succeed. Now this world, and you no go ever succeed next world. Now the only way to success, the only way. Now that's me. A subject the way now ain't the only way to success. Without that particular one day, then let nobody know how hope say you go succeed. Somebody go fight jihad, for example. You go fight jihad. But this person will go fight the jihad, he end sebe by himself. He end tamima for protection. So that the sebe go protect him. He wear clothes where he believes say that clothes they na in the protect him for me. The bullet them or whatever, then they shoot, let it not touch up. You benefit? If this person die in this process, whilst he fight jihad, then he do then shirkiyat. This person go benefit? Other than, he not go ever succeed, he not go ever benefit. Some people they say, well, no, mortal man, now good training, the most important thing. Somebody shirku will get good training. He benefit? Somebody when mushrik, then he gets good training. Mushrik will get good training. He no benefit at all. This in good training, he no benefit and fail. So therefore, the only thing we will make somebody a benefit in this world, till yawmul qiyamah. Na'ina tawheed. So therefore, the importance of waiting with the car study, the subject way with the car read, na'ina the only way to success. And let me all aware say, al-ibadatu la tanfa'u illa bit-tawheed. The ibadat, all the worship, all the worship. Prayer, with fasting, with zakat, everything. Ain't no benefit without tawheed. Somebody they pray 5 daily prayer, but he not get tawheed. Somebody they keep the fast, the Mondays and the Thursdays, the sunnah fasting the all the Ramadan, but na mushrik. He not get tawheed, he no benefit. Somebody get training, pass all men of the community, but he not get training to the Almighty Allah. He get training to the people them for greet them fine, but the Almighty Allah in right, if they go against them, he put in anpa shirku. This person here, he no benefit at all. So the only way for succeed na at tawheed, because na ina di asasu qabul al a'mal, asasu qabul al a'mal. Man kana yarju liqa'a rabbih faly'amal 'amalan saliha ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. توحيد نا إنا دي فاونديشن فور ميك دي Almighty Allah accept we work them. ودا نو سي اي بيليف اند اي شور سي اي جيت فور جود ميكس دي Almighty Allah let this person make us do good work, then let you know associate Allah with any partner. Tawheed na inna the only means forget peace and collapse na this dunya, and for make we go get guidance na this world, guidance we go save we yawm al qiyamah from punishment. Alladhina amanu wa lam yalbisu imanahum bi dhulm ulaika lahum al amn wa hum muhtadun. The Almighty Allah say, then people will get iman. Alladhina amanu wa lam yalbisu imanahum bi dhulm. But the iman, they not mix up with shirk. The Almighty Allah say, ulaika lahumul amnu. Then people then they, now they get within peace of mind. Now they get kolat wa hum muhtadun. And he say, now they get within, now they get guidance. Now they get guidance. So the only way for get peace, the only way for get kolat, na at tawheed. And don't not forget, what he make the Almighty Allah make we. Now for worship him alone. So tawheed, na the purpose of creation. Inna al-ibadata la tanfa'u wa la tuqbalu idha lam takun mabniyatan ala asasi tawheed. The worship, you know the benefit, and you know will be accepted if you know based upon tawheed. Anybody we not build in worship upon the foundation of tawheed, in not tawheed that is for believe the oneness of Allah and for avoid shirk. Believe say Allah alone na in deserve worship, then you avoid that danger we then call shirk. This na in call tawheed. So nobody in worship in not the benefit. Nobody in worship the Almighty Allah not they accept if in not based upon tawheed. We families them where we belong to, they're not able to benefit we at all. Waiting though. Because the tawheed, family relationship not a benefit somebody without tawheed. If it be the benefit, then Abu Jahal, Abu Lahab, them before don't benefit. Because then are close relatives of who that? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one that way them will consider for be the big man in a Makkah, but then the shirku people them, what happen? Then become the worst people because they not get tawheed. The one that way them will consider for be the cheapest people them, then become the most important people them because of tawheed. So one of the things the way they raise the people the way them they consider for be cheap people them or low people them, now way you hold the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-tawheed huwa haqqullahi ala al-abid. Tawheed na ala in right upon enslave them. Wa huwa awwalu ma da'a ilayhi ar-rusul. All the prophets and the messengers the way Allah sent. The first way they call the people then to narrating at Tawheed. Ya qawmi ibudullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. All the prophet then tell them people, they say, me people them, una worship the Almighty Allah alone. Una not get any other God we deserve worship beside the Almighty Allah. Wabihi kullu kitabi nazal. Through Tawheed, now in the Almighty Allah sent all the books there. All the books there with the Almighty Allah sent. Now we put in at Tawheed. Wa huwa aslul usul. At Tawheed huwa aslul usul. Tawheed na ina the base of all the bases, the foundation of everything. Wa huwa tariqul usul. Tawheed na ina the only means, na the only road that for make we go reach to success. For make we go reach to the Almighty Allah with peace and kulat, the only way na for make we get at Tawheed. Wa bihi urifal ma'bud. Through Tawheed, na day we dey know the one we deserve worship. We na the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa li ajli Tawheed u'iddatil jannatu wan nar. And for sake of Tawheed, na make the Almighty Allah a prepare the Jannah and the Hellfire. The one that we obey, the one that we hold Tawheed, the one that we follow Tawheed and practice them, then are the people of Jannah. The one that we go against them, then go to the opposite of Tawheed, then put their hand on Shirkiyat, then die there, then wire, then end in the Hellfire. Wali iqamati Tawheed fil ard, da'at al anbiya. For establish Tawheed na the ground, na image the Prophet then do the da'wah. The Prophet then walaqad ba'athna fi kulli ummatin rasula an i'budu Allah wa jitanibu ta'ut. The Almighty Allah said, every generation, I don't send a messenger to them for make them call the people and for worship Allah alone and for avoid at ta'ut. Wabihi ullimat or allamat il ulama. The scholars then, they spend their time for teach people everything at Tawheed. Wa kutila shuhada. And the one they will go fight for Islam, where they die, they wait till they kill them. Now for sake of Tawheed, for make them go spread, let them establish the kalima la ilaha illallah. At Tawheed huwa aslul matlub. We get boku things the way they look for in the world. Not so. Boku things then. Some man they look for leadership, some man defend money, they earn it, some man defend this, who defend this, but the most important thing, the greatest thing, where we they look for, na the dunya, na ina at Tawheed, aslul matlub, the greatest thing, where they demand from we, na at Tawheed. Wa huwa a'azamul mahbub. And the greatest thing where mortal man supposed for lack, na ina waiting, at Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. At-tawheedu huwa ashraful maqasid. All we objectives, all we aims them. The most honorable one, the most respectable one, na we somebody in aim, in objective, na at-tawheed. Wa ajallul a'mal. Tawheed, na ina the most respectable work. The most respectable work, na for make somebody grieve for worship the Almighty Allah alone. Wa huwa ahsanul aqwal. For all the talk, the whole talk. The best of all we speech, na la ilaha illallah. Na ina tawheed. At tawheed huwa awwalul abwab. The first chapter, na ina tawheed. The first bab, na ina at tawheed. Wa huwa bidayatul kitab. Tawheed, na ina the beginning of the Quran. The first commandment inside the Quran, inside Surah Al-Baqarah, ya ayyuhal nas, u'budu ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وهو أعظم القضايا. All the issues that we get in the dunya, political issues, medical issues, economic problems, the greatest, but all we affairs them نحن التوحيد وأهم الوصايا. And the most important advice, نحن make the power where then describe with wisdom when Al-Luqman. We advise and begin. Also, I start. يا بني لا. وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. He say, remember where this far Lukman he be advised in Pekin. He say, oh me Pekin. He say, not the shirk. He say, shirk na the greatest sin. La zulmun azim. Shirk na the greatest injustice. So tawheed na the most important advice. At tawheed huwa qurratu uyunil muwahideen. The thing where they please the believers them. Now it is na tawheed. Tawheed na in the bring na in the bring pleasure to the believers then. Wa bal huwa a'zamul kaffarat wa akbarul hasanat. All them things the way na sabab for may the Almighty Allah wipe we mistakes them. The greatest one, na tawheed, and in the greatest are all the goodness them way we they do. So therefore, the book who they carry, they call them kitab at tawheed. الذي هو حق الله على العبيد. Would I write this book here? Now the Imam, the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. This Sheikh, we've been on the talk about him for some time. Not so? The Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. This Sheikh ibn the year 1115 Hijriya. The Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab he born the year 1115 na Al Uyayna. He born at a place where they call Al Uyayna, that na the Najd. And of course a fair knowledge. As an early age, he don't memorize the Quran. The Almighty Allah bless him with sense. Allah give him sense. The Almighty Allah give him the goodness for make him able to memorize and for understand quick. Then he concentrates on learning because he come from a noble family. He come from an educated family. In Papa, he begin put him at an early age. For make he pray the people learn, then he go, he perform Hajj, he spend about 2 months or some time at the Hajj, then he study from the scholars them in Mecca, then he learn the madhab of Imam Ahmad, that is a Hanbali madhab, then like the scholars them of all times, where they travel for go seek knowledge from one place to another. He go na Basra, na Hijaz, repeatedly, na Al-Ahsa, all of this for both and knowledge. Among in Karmoko them, Iyon Papa, when the Sheikh Abdul Wahhab ibn Sulaiman, then also the Sheikh Abdullah ibn Ibrahim ibn Saif and Najdi. Then among in Karmoko them, na the Sheikh Muhammad Hayat al-Sindi. This na one of the great people and we, the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he take from. The Sheikh in da'wah, the da'wah of the Sheikh, he based mainly for call the people and to tawheed. He born at Uyayna, when he don't mature, he don't start the da'wah, he transfer to a place where they call Uraimula, and that side, Nade ibidi work as a qadi. He say he transfer na Huraimula Usai in Papa na bin George. Then from there he begin to teach the people them, he call the people them to Tawheed openly. That's na the year 1143, the year 1143. Then he left Yana. Because when he begin call the people into Tawheed, waiting happen, ta'amara nafarun min ahlihi alayhi liqatli. The people and conspire. The people in that particular place there, they come together, then begin the plot for kill the sheikh. So that make the sheikh, he left that side back, then he go na al-Uyayna, Iguna Al-Uyayna, for go continue for do the da'wah and for preach the people. By then, the Amir of Al-Uyayna, na Uthman ibn Ma'mar. Uthman ibn Ma'mar. Then this Uthman ibn Ma'mar, he support the Sheikh at the beginning, he deal with the Sheikh. Some of the graves them, where people them, they worship them, then destroy them, then pull the field, so that people will not go worship them. Then, among the things the way, the Sheikh of this Uthman ibn Ma'mar, when I be the Amir of Al-Uyayna, that end the day, one woman, he come, confess, say, he don't do zina, let them go do the law of Al-Islam, para. After, then check them, then find out, they no say no grace, the conditions they all for make, then go fulfill, or then go give the punishment to them, they see say they, then they execute the punishment by this woman. So now, the people of that place and the other umara them, the other governors them, they feel threatened. They feel threatened because if they establish Tawheed, then they look at and say, then trank them power, it will go. The people then will turn to the sheikh, to the imam, where the teacher of Tawheed. Then tell Uthman ibn Ma'mar, when I be the governor of Uyayna, Al-Uyayna, for make he kill the sheikh or for make he go drive, let he drive the sheikh. So the end of the day, the sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he been get for left Al-Uyayna, after he don't come out to Khuraymullah, he left Al-Uyayna, he go na Ad-Dir'iyya. When he go na Ad-Dir'iyya, then to Abdullah ibn Sulaim. Then from Abdullah ibn Sulaim, he left there again, he go to one of his students, when Ahmad ibn Sulaim. Ad-Dir'iyya, the young Amir, na the Amir Muhammad ibn Su'ud. Muhammad ibn Su'ud, the Su'ud family. So, na ina be the Amir, na Dir'iyya, who say the Sheikh go to his student, Ahmad ibn Sulaim. So, Nayanda, the Amir, the governor of Dir'iyya, a wife, he hearing about the sheikh in Kawan. Then he tell Iman. He tell Iman, the woman tell Iman, he say, Inna hadha rajula ghanimatun saqaha Allahu lak. He say, this man we come, he say, this not gently, this not treasure. The Almighty Allah, na in scatter, na in pour, na in put this goodness na your hand. Not allow, let his chance go. Fa akrimhu. Wa'azimhu, he say, respect this man, make him big. Wa'tanim nusratahu, make use of the chance for support this man here. The woman, he continuously, they convince a man, so they, the man say that the Amir Muhammad ibn Saud, he say, let them go call the sheikh for me. The woman say no. If you say let them go call her, say, oh, this is the go killer. Fear go there. Something that's going to make he run away. You, Sesef, owner the Amir, if you now you left your house, you go meet him, then see you there with him, this will bring honor. It will make the sheikh big. It will make people and take him important. So therefore, Ilhab ilayhi anta kai yuqaddiruhu nas. He say, you, Sesef, go to him so that the people will take him and go value him. Fadhahaba ila sheikh. Then the Amir, he go to the sheikh, then he go, he and the sheikh then talk. Then go to agreement. Say, now, I don't ready for lodge you. If for then, the only thing, you know for left here. If for day with me, for teach me people learn. The sheikh say, me back, I ready for day with you with one condition. If you ready for Okut, the Almighty Allah in laws. If you want for Okut, Allah in book, he ready for Okud, the Sunnah of the Prophet? Me said, I ready for day with you. Then go into this agreement, then what happened? The Sheikh, he gets freedom with the Amir Muhammad ibn Saud for make he teach Tawheed openly. Then people then begin come to Ram, students then begin come to the Sheikh from different parts of Najd for come, find knowledge from the Sheikh, the Imam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah.
He writes beaucoup books there. He writes beaucoup books there. Among the books that he writes, now this particular book one for it, when a kitab at-tawhid alladhi huwa haqqullah ala al-abid. Also, now the other books that we check right, al-usul al-thalatha. This again, now another one, al-usul al-sitta, al-qawaid al-arba, nawaqid al-islam, كشف الشبهات أصول الإيمان not also أصول الأحكام so there were now some of the books then آداب المشي إلى الصلاة مفيق آداب المشي إلى الصلاة so there were now some of the books there the chef writes مختصر زاد المعاد a summary of that book where الإمام ابن القيم I think about 6-volume book the chef summarizes in one book, Masail al-Jahiliyyah. There were all the day among the books them where the Imam writes. Then among the small Rasail them, some of them we don't read them, I know so. Wajibuna nahwa ma amara Allahu bihi. We duty towards the Almighty Allah in commandments. Then the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he spent all in time, like how the Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, he said, وَقَدْ بَقِيَ الشَّيْخُ Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan inside one of the books in Mulakhas في شارع كتاب التوحيد he said وَقَدْ بَقِيَ الشَّيْخُ طِيلَةَ حَيَاتِهِ مُعَلِّمًا he said the Sheikh throughout in life he remained as a teacher وَدَاعِيًا and a caller a preacher إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى to Allah not to himself آمِرًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ he did command people for do good وَنَاهِيًا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ and it warned the people from evil إِلَىٰ أَنْ تُوُفِّيَ فِي الدِّرْعِيَةِ until he died na dir'iya قُرْبَ مَدِينَةِ الرِّيَاضِ سَنَةَ 1206 he died the year 1206 na dir'iya na a town way in near the capital city of Saudi Arabia wena الرياض وقد تخرج على يده عدد كبير من العلماء وأئمة الدعوة. Plenty scholars them and imams them of da'wa then come out from this sheikh in hand. Then the sheikh Salih al-Fawzan he say, أجزل الله له الأجر والثواب. Lady Almighty Allah give him great reward and payment. وجعل الجنة مثوى. Lady Almighty Allah make al-Jannah He be in lodging place. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. So this is a brief introduction of what we want to do. This is about the subject we want to talk about. Then the imam we write the book, inshallah. In the next class, we will try to look about the book. Waiting the scholars then say about this book here. And waiting at the content of this book, waiting really the book they talk about. We know saying a kitab tawhid, but how the sheikh is shaped this book here, and how we for study the book, where it will easy for make we understand that. Bi ibnillah, la help, la sorry for we, let the message direct we all. I want to make a special appeal to Una. I want to pay special attention to this book. When a kitab tawhid, would I able to find the English version of our lay fellow? For you were able to read English, you were able to find the Arabic version of our lay fellow. Let you see why the scholars then they praise this book. Beaucoup books then they were scholars they don't write. Beaucoup audios then they were scholars they don't make. If you go on the YouTube, you go see. Many scholars they will not explain this book. Why the scholars they pay attention to this particular book? Waiting room. Even the Puel one, the Puel landman, it is see, then they come inside Kitab Tawhid for make them pick things and they for make them Puel. But what happened? The one they get sense from the Puel where the attention that they make for Puel, then they learn for say this is a Puel person. Where something good, somebody come for come Puel, you know what you don't do yourself? He don't expose himself to the dunya saying a bad person. So this all, inshallah,
Let me all pay attention to this, because the end of the day, the only way for make we succeed. Nobody no go ever die now. Go next one, you succeed if this person do not believe the Almighty alone. We go from the top of the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say anybody will die, you go meet the Almighty Allah. You know the shirk, dakhala al-jannah. Huh? And anybody will die, you go meet the Almighty that will shirk, that person in hellfire they go. Lay Allah save, lay Allah sorry for we. So they stop now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.